Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
My reservation code is 2411.
Just 1 second. I'm sorry.
Going too fast for you?
No, I'm not ready. Now I'm ready. I just need to bring the right screen to my computer. Please, now.
Okay. I was just kidding you. Okay. The code number is 2411-2401-0038-0802.
Okay, let's see. Broadview Management Services?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your business. And what is your name, please?
My name is Bill Schott, Schott.
Bill Schott. And you are the owner of the business, right?
Pardon?
Are you the owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what year did you become the owner?
About 10 years ago.
Okay, so 2006. And do you have a business phone number?
Yes. It's 573-332-7272.
Okay. And any alternative number, like your cell phone or anything, where we can reach you?
This number is my top number to catch me. I have a cell phone, but I leave it in my car.
Okay. What is your business doing? What is your line of business?
What is our deposit figure? Is that what you're looking for?
No, I'm looking on the line of business. I know it's a management, so is it a construction management or what kind of management services?
It's basically financial management, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Okay, if you can explain to me what exactly you're doing. Are you a broker?
We accept deposits from company and disperse their monies.
For just one company?
Yes.
And these deposits are from whom? What kind of company is it?
It's from an accounting firm.
From which firm? I'm sorry, accounting firm?
Yes, ma'am. CPA firm. They give us all their money. We deposit it and we pay all their bills and do their payroll.
Okay, so you're just doing financial services.
Financial service.
For one CPA company?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately?
Approximately $600,000.
Okay. Good. And what do you need funds for right now?
What do I need funds for? Well, mm-hmm. we need funds to help the accounting firm with working capital.
Okay, so they don't have...
We, in effect, would loan them some money.
Oh, you loan them money.
Yeah.
So you take the loan to loan it to them.
Yeah. See, they have accounts receivable and so forth. And so we loan them money.
Uh-huh. How many deposits per month do you get? Do they deposit money once a month, or they deposit it all through the month?
We deposit normally almost daily.
I see. Okay. And I can see that in February of 2015, looks like you had a working capital loan, right?
And when?
February of the last year.
February of 2015. I'm not sure, but probably did.
Do you know if you paid off that loan or do you have
Oh,
any loans, right?
yeah, the property management has no loans outstanding.
No outstanding loan, but you had a working capital loan before, so you know what you want.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know with which company you had it?
Well, I don't remember which company that was with at all. I can look it up, but it'd take me a bit.
No, that's okay. Okay, so we have like more than 40 different programs for working capital, and we can probably find you the one which is suitable for your business. Do you know how much you would like to get?
Well, yes, I would like to get basically in the neighborhood of 150,000.
So you need that much for the accounting firm?
Well, they have lots of accounts receivable.
I see. So
And if the accounting firm borrows it, or whether this company borrows it, it'll all eventually end up in the accounting firm for working capital. And
So
your brochure came out to Broadview Management, and that's why I
I see, but
came.
it doesn't matter. They can get the loan for themselves if that's better for you. It doesn't matter for whom we send it. This is just the marketing material.
Or could it be a joint loan between the two?
Could be. It all depends how your bank account set up. Do they have their separate bank account?
Yes. The accounting
Okay.
firm has no bank account.
Has no bank account.
That's right. And the reason
Everything.
it's set up that way is we went to a seminar, oh, 10, 12 years ago, and they suggested that we do that because it put an extra layer in the malpractice situation.
Oh, I see. I see.
It
But
sounds like
all the account receivable, that's on the name of accounting firm, not
they're
management.
the property of the accounting firm. That's correct.
Okay, so see, Broadview Management cannot get the loan for the accounting for the receivable. Okay. Anyway, we can take a look at it. We just will need your six most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. And I can send you the information, what I will need from you. And it takes maximum 48 hours for approval. So we can approve you pretty fast, hopefully.
Okay. Hopefully we will.
Do you have the email address I can send you email to?
Pardon?
Do you have the email address?
Oh, yes. It's Bill, Bill, at shot, and co,
Schott?
Schott, and co, dot
And as spelled out or
AND,
And
and
call, okay.
CO.com.
No. Bill Schott and Co.
Bill at shot
Bill
and
S.
co. Yes, Bill at Bill and the circled A, shot, Schott, AND, CO com.
Okay. Okay, great. I can send you this information in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and when you get it, if you send me the necessary documents, we can process them right away and tell you exactly what kind of unsecured loan, what will be the best terms. Are you looking for a longer term, or you need just a short term?
I'd like a longer term.
Longer. Okay.
Yeah. 3 to 5 years, if possible.
Usually, first time, it's up to 2 years.
Up to 3 years. Well, that would
up
be
to two. We have some, it all depends on the, we have some programs which are up to 3 years, have to be highly qualified, have very good personal credit and business credit for that, which hopefully you have, and then we can take a look at it.
Could the two companies do a joint loan?
But see, we base our loan on your bank statements. And if the second company doesn't have bank statements.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, the bank statement is in Broadview Management.
Okay. So I will send you.
Should be the borrower. The
okay.
The final row between Schott & Co. and Broadview Management constantly.
Okay, no problem. I will send you the application. And are you the only owner of the management company?
Pardon?
Are you the only owner, 100% owner of the management company?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I will send you the application. It's one-page application. And the list of documents I will need from you. And
okay.
Do you accept credit cards? You probably don't.
We do.
Oh, you do. Then
we don't do
then
much
I will
business.
Need.
We don't do much business in credit cards. We have one client that pays us $5,000 to $7,000 a month on credit card, and that's basically the.
And who is your processor? Credit card processor.
Oh, Uniden? Does that sound right?
Okay, anyway, if it's just one client, it probably doesn't make sense for us to look at it. But I will send you what we need, and as soon as you will send it to me, I will get in touch with you, and we'll see. I will move it to credit department. They will do the risk assessment and give
okay.
us their terms.
Well, I'm
does it sound
over,
good?
I'll mull it over as to which company I'll apply it in. Sounds like maybe the accounting firm should be the one that's the principal borrower.
It has to be whoever is on the bank statement. Which company?
Bank statement is probably management.
Yeah. See, accounting firm cannot apply if they do not have bank statements.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll go through Broadview Management then. It comes
okay.
out the same. Comes out the same. So
yeah.
We'll just do it that way.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be waiting for your paperwork then.
Sure. My name is Lena.
Lena,
Lena, L-E-N-A, right. And my extension here, just in case, my extension here is 33644. You will have my direct number and everything in the email.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, okay. I have all that information on the email you sent me.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.